Jasmine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I guess we're the first on right now.
Oh, okay. I'm getting mute.
Good morning.
Hello.
Shabbat Shalom. Good morning.
Shabbat Shalom.
Today we are going to take control of the month of Tammuz. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz for the year Tachshon Ayin Zion is on the evening of June 23rd until the sunset of June 25th. The actions that you do on today, the fourth day of Nisan, will impact either positively or negatively the month of Tammuz for this year, 5777. The day the action should be made is today, the fourth day of Nisan, which started last night, the evening of March 30th, and will run until Shabbat, sundown on March 31st. The first action we do is to evaluate or connect to the permutation of the name of God, Hashem. And the permutation is Hey Wav, Hey Yud. But it's also, we connect to the name Echyeh and its permutation, which is Hey Yud, Hey Aleph. So please join me as we put the root vowels to these letters. Hey Wav, Hey Yud, Hey Yud, Hey Aleph. Hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey ya, hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey ya, hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey ya, hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey ya. Our next step is to connect to the creation process with the Ana B'Koach, and we will stop at the seventh letter. The seventh verse. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kivavat Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kaf Shin Varchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Tet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach. Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatach. Shabbatenu kabel Ushmatzi akatenu Yodea Talumot. The letters of the month of Tammuz. The Taf that created the planet Lavana. The planet we know as the moon. And the Chet that created the astrological sign of Sartan, which is the cancer, the crab. Together, the two letters have a gematria of 408. When we add a kolel for each letter, it becomes 410, which is the same as the Hebrew word kadosh. During the month of Tammuz, we have the capability of reaching holiness, kadosh. But we first must complete, the word is tam, we have to complete the vav and the zayin, all of the aspects that relate to cleansing of gilurah, and Tiferet, all of the aspects of cleansing or healing from ER and creating balance from Sivan. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Discussing the various relationships connected to the month of Tammuz that are revealed to us in the Sefer Yetzirah. The planet we know as the moon is considered Malchut, manifestation, because like Malchut, the moon has no light of its own. Yet it shares whatever light it receives by reflecting that light towards the earth. The Sartan, the crab, is an animal that cannot walk straight. It must zigzag along to get where it is going. And this is the nature of the crab, of the Sartan, of the month of Tammuz. It is difficult to be straight in that month. Now we're going to connect to this Nasi. The prince of the tribe of Reuben. And his name is Alitzur ben Shadayur. It'll take me a minute or so to get set up with the Nasi. Before we start reading, we will say two blessings. The first blessing is about speaking words of Torah. And the second blessing is about taking those words of Torah into our soul so we become a living Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. And we all say Amen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu La'asok ba'Torah. And we all say Amen.
Anu Arei Navi Slime Rebuke Elitos Bashayevu Omanu Narashkezeta Eujimu Mera. We run and
name of the tribe, which is Reuben, and translates as see a son. And the name Elitzur has the meaning of formed from my God, but also has the meaning of a rock of my God, or my God is my rock. A word that has the same gematria is Shaul, which is a name also, but that it, the meaning of that name is to be loaned or borrowed. The phrase Halaila by Yomer, and speak of the night. The Shoresh of Yitzur means to create, to manufacture, to fabricate, to fashion, to form, to produce, to compose, to set up, to scheme, to besiege, to mold, to shape, or to pack. And another Shoresh, Tzur, is a rock, a cliff, a fortress, one of God's names. Flint, and also the name of the city that is translated into English as Tyre, Tyre, T-Y-R-E. There are 68 energy verses, and we know that 68 is the gematria of the word Chaim, lives. And the first verse that I will read that connects to the energy of this name of Elitzur, Adonai Shemai Eretz Arva Me'at Shekel Kesef Bini Uveinicha Mahu Ve'et Matecha Kavar. My Lord, hearken unto me a piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver, which is that betwixt me and thee. Bury therefore thy dead. And this is the verse where Abraham is negotiating for the cave of Machpelah. It wasn't a negotiation. The owner said, I want 400 shekels. And Abraham paid out 400 shekels. But 400, we know, represents the four worlds in a completed state. 10 sephirot times 10 sephirot for each of the four worlds. And the name Shedaur means the light of God, the light of Shaddai. And it's another name for the Nile River. It has the meaning of a river, to shine, to illuminate, to beam, or to light up. A word that has the same gematria is afilat, which means to darken. Another word is atzalot, bestow upon. A phrase, l'da'at tov, teaching the knowledge is good. The shorash of or is light. The shorash of Shaddai is the name of God used on the backside, the visual side of the mezuzah. The energy verses there are 25 of them, and 25 is 5 times 5. Another form of completion. The first verse comes from the book of Exodus. Sheshet yamim ta'ase me'asicha uvayom hashvi tishavat l'me'an yenot yenoach shorech V'chamirecha V'yenefesh ben amaticha V'hager. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may have rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. And now we will read a verse that is the same energy, the same connection to the full name of Elitzur ben Shaddaiur. וזאת נאות לכם אם תחיו. כמנו להמל לכם כל זכר. Only on this condition will we consent unto you, if ye will be as we are, that every male of you be circumcised. This is the verse where the sons of Jacob are negotiating about the rape of Dinah and saying to Shechem, her soulmate, that in order to be with her, to marry her, they all of the people of Shechem have to agree to be circumcised, which they did. And now we will take a look at the consciousness from the Midrash of what Elitzur ben Shadaur, what was his reason for bringing them. And every item that he brought as his sacrifice, as his donation, as his offering, he was relating and thinking about the incidents in Reuben's life, especially the incident with Joseph and Bilhah, selling Joseph and disarranging his father's wife's bed, Bilhah's bed. He brought a silver bowl worth 130 shekels. Bowl is related to the similarity between karet, which means bowl, and akeret, which means principal. This hints at Reuben being the principal reason behind saving Joseph's life, as he tried to talk his brothers out of shedding his blood. The 130 shekels is the gematria of the first letters of the words Reuben, that he spoke to his brothers, Lo nankenu nafesh, when trying to save Joseph's life the first time. He brought a basin of 70 shekels weight. Basin is a Hebrew word that sounds like it's cognate to the Hebrew word for counsel, which Reuben gave his brothers when he told them, do not shed Joseph's blood. And the 70 is a hint to the secret, the sod, that Reuben held in his heart to try and save Joseph from the pit later. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels weight. And the ladle, the chaf, relates to the words he spoke to his brothers, lay no hand upon him when trying to stop them from killing Joseph. And the 10 hints to the saving of the 10, he and his 9 brothers, when he talked them out of killing Joseph. He brought a bull as an oleh, a burnt offering. He brought a ram also as an olah, and a sheep in the first year as an olah, all burnt offerings. And he brought these 3 species as well as a sin offering as the sacrifice that Reuben would bring for his involvement with the incident of Bilhah. And he brought a peace offering of 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle refers to the 2 good deeds that Reuben did. 1 saving Joseph, and 2 repentance for the incident involving Bilhah. And the 15 species was his connection to the upper worlds of Yud and Hey, which is a gematria of 15. And the Yehi Ratzon. May it be your will, Hashem. Hey, why, hey, yo. Our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah, the order of the offering of Elitzur ben Shaddai-ur. The seal of the tribe of Reuben, and his offering which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar, and may it be considered upon us, as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names that come from the initial letters and the final letters from this holy scripture, as it is stated, may we compensate for the full offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all the holy sparks and all the holy lights, which are included in the holiness of this tribe, and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah, and fear you, the awe of God's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, and we and our children, and our children's children, referring to the reincarnations. And may we find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. Hear our cry and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may we all say, Amen. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you shalom. I remind you that we will have the same class at 8 a.m. Saturday morning and also on Sunday morning. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom, thank you.
Shalom to all.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.